Hare Krishna, welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 11th chapter, 16th verse. Before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to hand over it to Tiffany Mataji for the brief introduction.
Hare Krishna.
Please take over, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Ranath Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji has been practicing Krishna consciousness for more than 12 years. He is a brahmachari from ISKCON, Pune. Prabhuji studied BTech at the National Institute of Technology, Trichy, and knows many different languages. His current services include area management and project development head in areas around Pune. Prabhuji is a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, and secretary at Voice Organization. He is also a remote mentor for the New Vedic Cultural Center, or NVCC, at the Pune Temple. I also humbly request for devotees to please turn on your cameras for Prabhuji's ecstatic class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to
Hare Krishna. Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Sri Guru Maharaj. And as Tiffany Mataji said, I'm just repeating her words. Please, please, please appear. If you all appear, I get a lot of inspiration to speak. And very grateful. Some of them have heard my humble plea. Others are on their way. My Lord, so many Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis turning on the videos. Very inspiring. Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I just want to greet you. Thank you so much for your valuable time and association. We are very fortunate to have you, Prabhu. Please take over. Hare Krishna.
No, it's actually...
Is the only me
Hare and Krishna.
As
no, Mataji.
Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhovya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Nangai Are you all able to see and hear me clearly?
There is little breaking in between, Prabhuji. Two times it had happened already.
Okay. Okay. There was breaking, but now is it fine?
Yeah, internet connection.
Now it is fine.
That's fine, right? Okay. Internet connection is quite a spontaneous guy. I have no control over it. I wish we could teach him also some Bhakti Sangha Japa and we could make him a very nice sadhana bhakta, but somehow I don't know how to do that. It is said, Pashupaki jure pashana vitare sunatava guna gatha. When Gaur Nithai, their glories are heard, even the stones melt. So I guess this guy has heard so much of glories that he started melting. Because of which he is not providing the service properly. Anyway, there's no problem. So please forgive. And mostly the class will go on properly by the mercy of Gaur Nithai. All right. So we have been discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 11th chapter. At the very last moment, I checked my mail and I found the verse that is to be discussed today is not 15, it is 16. All right. Yes, we are going to discuss the 16th sloka. So we just have a recap of the chapter. This chapter is entitled as Jad Bharat instructs King Rahugan. So this chapter has been, the instruction has been going on since last chapter, and he's continuously instructing and giving him and speaking on the topic of art of mind management or art of mind control. So this is what is going on as a discussion, and Rahugun is not able to understand. But good point is, he is not just for the namesake telling, I understood everything. Well, I got it right. Very good. Thank you. You may go, sir. Thank you so much. You take your leave and let me go ahead. He didn't do that. When he was not able to understand something, he is clearly telling that, well, I couldn't understand it. Can you please elaborate? Or he's presenting his doubt in a very humble manner. He's even revealing his ignorance time and again. But he's not bothered about the fact that people may call him tomorrow. Come on, what a dumb guy he is. Rahugun, he should have understood. Such a simple concept, see. Even a kid in the Hare Krishna movement knows this very clearly. You are not the body, you are the soul. And this guy, being the king of this Sindhu Sauvira Desh, is taking so much time to understand this basic concept. What will happen to this guy? Yes, he is not qualified to be in Bhakti Sangha Japa classes. We never speak anything of this sort about him. He is quite humble to understand, and he is getting chastised. And despite getting chastised, he is willing to accept. So the main contents of this discussion actually is three things. Three things are mentioned in this chapter. The first thing that is mentioned is, mind is the cause of samsara. Yes, mind is the cause of samsara. The second thing is, well, the different transformations of the mind, vikara. In what all ways, the different ways the mind transforms. And finally, engage the mind in bhakti and attain liberation. These are the three concepts which will be discussed. Right? The whole content of this chapter. So, Jad Bharat, he starts answering the different questions of Rahuguna. And it is mentioned clearly, first starting, the very beginning it was told that, hey, Rahugun, you are a big fool. Just as Krishna tells Arjuna that you are a fool in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. So, chanan vaso chaspam prajnam vadamscha bhasase vatasuna gatasuncha nanu shochanti pandita. Arjun, you think you are speaking like a very intelligent man, very learned scholar, but in actual reality, you are a fool number one. That's what Prabhupada says. Now, if you see Acharyas, they speak the heart of the Lord. So, Lord did not say fool number one and all, but this is the language that Prabhupada uses. You are a fool number one. Yes. And the same thing has been repeated by Jad Bharat to Rahugun, showing that Jad Bharat is very compassionate and he is literally chastising him left and right. And Rahugun is humble enough to accept the chastisement of Jad Bharat. Then there is a section which mentions the Vedas are for the less intelligent people. Yes, the subject matter of Vedas is for less intelligent people. There are much more higher subject matters. Then he goes on to mention the mind is ultimately the cause of entanglement in this world. The reason why you are in this material world and you're having this consciousness of a controller, it's because of the mind. Then he mentions about the different functions of the mind, the expansions of the mind, and how the absorption of the liberated soul and how he responds in this material nature. You would have discussed all these things. And the last shloka, because this particular section, which is 15, 16th and 17th, these three verses, they speak about how conditioned souls can be delivered from Maya. How to go beyond Maya. That is the discussion which is there. And today is the middle verse. So yesterday, what was discussed yesterday or the last class, whichever you had, it is said that as long and until the Jivatma does not know the truth about the Supreme Lord, one has to keep wandering in the samsara. Yes. The moment you acquire the knowledge about the Supreme Lord, what happens? Maya is destroyed. And when Maya is destroyed, one can conquer over one's six senses. That is the subject matter of the last verse. That you have to understand about Krishna in order to go beyond the samsara. Very important. Go beyond ignorance. Okay. Then what is the subject matter of today's verse? All right. So we'll go to today's verse, 5.11.16. Nayavade tan mama atmalingam సంసారతాపావపనం జనస్య యోకమోహ మయరాగలోభ వైరానుబంధం మమతాం విదత్తే. Can anybody read the translation?
Yes, Prabhuji. Can I read, Prabhu?
Yes, go ahead.
The soul designation, the mind, is a cause of all tribulation in the material world. As long as this fact is unknown to conditioned living entity, he has to accept the miserable condition of material body and wander within this universe in different positions. Because the mind is affected by disease, lamentation, illusion, attachment, greed, and enmity, it creates bondage and falls. Sense of intimacy within this material world.
Hare Krishna. So we'll just be with this verse for some time. Let's try to recollect it. Yeah. So what is being specially told in connection with the last verse is when Maya is removed and the knowledge of the truth of the Lord is reinstated in one's heart. Then the mind is no longer attached to the sense objects. Mayavan etan maya mana atma lingam samsara tapa vapanam janasya yachoka moha maya raga loba vairanubandham mamatam vidatte. So all these kind of attachments will not remain when the knowledge of the truth about the Lord has appeared. Then the mind will not face all this problem. Yes, that is the context of this particular verse in connection with the previous verse. So here, what nature of mind is highlighted? The nature of the mind that is highlighted is the mind creating unnecessary or a false sense of intimacy within this material world. Yes, mind creates so many different kinds of false sense of intimacy. By which way? The mind is doing only one thing in this world. Yes, the function of the mind in this world is to create a sense of belonging, a false sense of belonging to this material world. How you belong to this material world? Yes, you belong to this material world only. That's how the mind convinces you. So creating this false sense of belonging to this material world is the actual function of the mind in a conditioned stage. But the moment you understand the knowledge about the Supreme Lord, then one will not be subjected to this particular conditioning. Yes. So in this world, one has to fight the three C's. I quite often mention this. The first C is called condition. Now this condition is pertaining to this gross body. Yeah, the body becomes tired. The body cannot rise above, so you cannot fly. We are subjected to gravity, correct? Everything that goes up comes down. So if you jump from the building, you have to come down. You hit the ground. That's a condition on the body. Yes. You eat more. Well, after some time, you'll be saturated and that will be converted to fat. You grow fat. You eat less, you become thin. So these are all the different conditions offered in this world to the gross body. The second C is conditionings. The conditionings is that aspect which is applicable on the subtle body. And that is what is discussed in this particular shloka. The different conditionings which are inflicted by the mind. That means mind creating different false sense of belonging to this material world. That is called as conditionings. Correct? And conditionings in general can also refer to one's habits, one's mannerisms, one's behaviors, one's attitude. All these things are also conditionings. But all these things, somehow in the conditioned stage, the mind is relating to the material world. And the third thing that a person has to face in this world is cutthroat competition. Cutthroat competition. Now this is offered by the environment. So condition and cutthroat competition. This is offered by the environment to the conditioned soul. So one has to understand that it's not very easy to survive in this world. Why? Because of cutthroat competition. Who can know better than all of you? Well, I don't have to worry. I have to chant Hare Krishna in the morning, preach, and if I extend my plate, I will get prasada. There's no problem for me. But you will all be able to realize this much better when you're in this. In this material world, you have to work hard. Right? Cutthroat competition. It is said that when a man in America, I'm quoting the statistics or the situations of America quite often, because many of you are logging in from America. It is said when a person leaves home, there's no guarantee that he'll have a job. And when he's coming back home, there's no guarantee that his wife will be there at home. Yes, there is no certainty for a person. Cutthroat competition. This is what happens. This is material world. Right? So this particular shloka is talking about the different conditionings. Disease. Of course. Now this is mental disease that is spoken about. Mental disease, there is no need to mention. Everybody knows about mental disease. To give you all the statistics, it is said that, again, America is telling, and the situation is coming soon in India because Indians are also very busy imitating the Westerners. That's why coming soon in India, but the situation has already arrived in America. And this is the statistics that I'm quoting 10 years back. Mental disease. Yes, mental disease means you need a mental doctor, psychiatrist. One out of every three persons in America visits a psychiatrist for therapy. Because we are all in Bhakti, Sangha, Japa, we don't come to know all these things. But it's a fact. Bhakti, Sangha, Japa is saving us from all these things. One out of every three Americans visit a psychiatrist for therapy. And one out of every three psychiatrists visit another psychiatrist for therapy because they get so frustrated listening to so many problems that they also need another psychiatrist to open up and reveal their heart. Mental disease. And out of every five people who commit suicide is a psychiatrist because he ends up listening to so many mental problems. Sangat Sanjayate Kama. The kind of association one has. One gets that kind of impressions in the mind. He's listening to problem of so many people. And gets really frustrated. So this is affected by mental disease. Lamentation, illusion, attachment, greed, enmity. These are all conditionings. Which can simply perpetuate one's existence in this material world. That is why the last verse is saying the knowledge about Supreme Lord is important. Well, we have a very small purport, but we'll have a good discussion. The mind is the cause of both material bondage and liberation. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshanam. This is there in our shastras. Yes, if you want to become bound to this world, well, the mind will increase you. Just as we discussed, the mind increases one's sense of belonging to this material world. Similarly, what we have to do? We have to use this mind to increase our sense of belonging to spiritual world. Hare Krishna. So now what are the practical ways in which we can increase our sense of belonging to spiritual world? Well, recently we celebrated Sri Krishna Janmashtami. After Sri Krishna Janmashtami, what did we celebrate? The very next day.
Prabhupada's appearance.
125th appearance and Vyas Puja festival of Srila Prabhupada. 125th year of our grandfather. This is called spiritual sense of belonging. Who is Srila Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada is our grandfather. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is our great grandfather. Yes, spiritual master is our father. Yes, and spiritual master and all other spiritual masters, God brothers, they are all like our uncles and aunts. Yes. So this is the kind of relationship we have. This is called cultivating spiritual sense of belonging. Where is our home? ISKCON is our home, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And all different temples. Yes. Atlanta, Dallas, Carolina, Pune, they are all different chambers of the same home. Nothing, they are different rooms of the homes. Correct? So this is something that we all need to understand and cultivate spiritual sense of belonging here. Vaishnavas are our brothers and sisters, spiritual brothers and sisters. This type of sense of belonging should be developed slowly. And for Grihasthas, especially this, it's very easy to develop a sense of belonging that God Nitai, Sri Sri Jagannath Baldi Subhadra, Radha Krishna, the deities you have at home, they are our children. It's very easy to develop their consciousness. So we serve them just the way we treat our children. We take care of them. We buy clothes for them. We offer them their favorite foods. We put in a lot of sweat and toil to ensure that they get all the offerings on time. Yes, so we develop that sense of belonging to the deities. And some belong to deities, to gurus, to Vaishnavas, to ISKCON society, to our service. So mind can increase one's spiritual sense of belonging when we start doing these spiritual services to Guru and Gauranga. This is how we have to transfer the material attachment to spiritual attachment. Yes, and what helps us is Srimad Bhagavatam and devotees. They help us in this aspect very much. So when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam class, what are we doing? We are programming the mind to develop spiritual sense of belonging. Yes? Who are you? When you go to company, you may have your legal name. When I used to work, my name was Siddharth Krishna Kumar. Of course, there's Krishna in my name. In the center of my name, middle name was Krishna. Krishna never left me. So that's the glory of India. My name is Siddharth Krishna Kumar. My father's name is Krishna Kumar. Krishna Kumar means the son of Krishna. He's Krishna Kumar. So my name was Siddharth Krishna Kumar. Okay, anyways, even Siddharth is the name of Buddha. So that way we see there are a lot of ways in which we can spiritualize. But what I'm trying to say is we have that particular consciousness. But when you come back to Vaishnava Sangha, then okay, I remember. I'm Sanatan Dharma Das. I'm a servant. Because it is in this particular Sangha that you're always addressed by, you're addressed as Prabhu, but you address others also as Prabhu or Mataji with respect. Prabhu means master. There's a wonderful video called The Simple Temple by the devotees of ISKCON Chowpatty, Mumbai. So that my spiritual master speaks a very profound definition of Vaikuntha. He tells Vaikuntha consciousness means to understand that everybody else is master and I am servant. If every devotee in the community has this particular consciousness, then the community you are living with is Vaikuntha. That's what he says. So ultimately, we have to train our mind to develop a spiritual sense of belonging and also this particular sense that I am Das or Devi Dasi. That particular consciousness has to develop. So that is the training that we do in Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the training that we do when we do our japa. Yes, yes, I'm a Krishna Das, Krishna Dasi, whatever. Right? So that's how we can use the mind. You use the mind to develop sense of belonging in this world, or you can use the mind to develop sense of belonging to the spiritual world. Both ways. It's how we use the mind. So let me ask a simple question. Is the knife good or bad?
Both.
What kind of question is this?
Depends on the person
who is using it. Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Depending on the consciousness of the person or depending upon the character of the person. If it's given to a convict, he's going to use the knife to threaten people. Yes. And extort money. On the other hand, the same knife when used by a doctor can save life. The knife can take life or save a life depending on who is using that knife. Similarly, a mind also can be good or bad. And Lord Krishna speaks about this in the Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter. Bandur atmatmanas tasya yen atmaim atmanajjita anatmanastu shatrutve varte tatvaim shatruvat. So person who has controlled the mind, for that person the mind is the best friend. On the other hand, a person who has failed to control the mind, the same mind is the worst of enemy. So mind can be your best friend or the worst enemy depending on how we are using the mind. Controlling the mind means using the mind to cultivate sense of belonging in the spiritual world. or in spiritual circle. And misusing the mind or leaving the mind uncontrolled is to allow the mind to keep generating our sense of belonging in this material world. Yes? By meditating and contemplating on materialistic activities. All right. The impure mind thinks, I am this body. Hare Krishna. I am this body. And this is the major conception that everybody has. Why? Because this particular conception was created by Brahmaji. You all would have read the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the 12th chapter, if you see, there is a shloka which says how the creation took place. So in that there is a shloka that comes. Sasa jagre andatamishram atatamishram adikrit maha moham cha moham cha tamascha ajnana vrittayah. So there are five types of nisciences which are created. And these five types of nisciences, I will not get into detail of this. You all can read it if you wish to. The five types of nisciences which are andatamishram, atatamishram, adikrit, mahamohamcha, mohamcha, tamascha, jnana vrittaya. These five types of nisciences have only two functions. That's it. There are only two functions for this. The first function is to make the jiva think that he is the body. And second, to tell the jiva that you have to keep enjoying in this world. That's it. And I'm just consolidating that into two points. Otherwise, in other words, it is called as avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha. These are nothing but the five other names of the five ajnana vrittis as per the Puranas. Bhagavatam says these five names. The other Shastra speaks about these five things. But ultimately, these five sciences ensure that the living entity's mind keeps thinking that I am this body. I am this body. And before coming in contact with the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj and all Vaishnavas, we all believe this. That we are, yes, we are this body. This life is all in all. Right? So if you believe we are this body and this life is all in all, then what's the goal of life? Yes, the goal of life is to enjoy life king size. Enjoy as much as possible. Because who is seen tomorrow? There was a movie which was released in the Bollywood, that's the Indian cinema, which says, Zindagi na milegi dobara. That means you don't get to live again. You don't get a chance to live again, so better live it now. Yeah, better die, but enjoy. Die enjoying. That's the goal of that movie. So this shows gross ignorance. Yeah? Correct? So everybody thinks, the impure mind thinks that I am this body. So, if you see, the Shastras, they teach you the truth. The Shastras, they tell very clearly, Aham Brahmasmi. That's the first statement of Shastras. If you read the Upanishads and the Vedas, they will tell you, you are not this body. You are Aham Brahma Asmi. You are spirit soul. This is the conclusion of Vedas. Vedas will clearly tell you your identity. Sorry. You're not this body, you're spirit soul. Aham Brahmasmi. But Lord Krishna takes it to the next level. Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, 7th verse says, Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhutasanatanaha manashashtan indriyani prakritishtani karshati. So Lord Krishna very clearly says that you are not just spirit soul, but you are my part and parcels. Mamai vamsho. So that gives us a sense of belonging to Krishna. So Krishna is also increasing our sense of belonging to him. Just as once what had happened. Once there was a cub of a lioness who had got lost into a herd of sheep. And because he was found in the herd of sheep, he looked a little different from others, but he never saw his face. So all the sheep, they bleat, right? Meh, meh. They were bleating. And this guy also would try. And he was like, oh, I'm not able to bleat. Like the sheep. And everyone used to tease him, what kind of bleating you're doing? Hey, bleat properly. Meh, meh. This guy, he used to try his best. It didn't happen. So one day the same lioness came for hunting. And she entered into that flock of sheep. And all the sheep started running in all directions. And she observed that even this, a cub of hers. Hey, this guy looks, oh, he's my baby. my cub. He started running in another direction. So mother said, let the sheep all go. I want my child back. So he caught hold of the cub, and the cub was, leave me, don't eat me, leave me. She said, come on, child, I'm your mother. Oh no, you're going to eat me, you're going to eat me, you're my enemy. The mother takes the cub, goes to the pond, and shows, see, our faces do match. Look at our face cut, it's matching. Then the guy realizes, yeah, you're right. You're my mother. I was living with sheep. I'm actually a lion. So that's why Krishna, in the 15th chapter, speaks about our connection, our sense of belonging to Krishna. You all belong to me, not to Maya. You're Mama Eva Amsha. You're Mama Eva Amsha. You're my parts and parcels. So that is clarified by Krishna. And later on in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Madhya Leela 20th chapter, Sanatana Shiksha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even further establishes a great relationship, which is the best verse to introduce. Because Sanatana Goswami asks, Ke ami? Kene amai jara tapatroy? He says, who am I? That's the first question he asks. Ke ami? So for that, Lord Chaitanya tells Sanatana Goswami, Jivera swarupa hoya Krishnera nitya das. The real identity of every living entity is you are Krishna Dasa. Krishna Das. And we are all fortunate that by the mercy of our spiritual master, we all get this title of Das or Dasa. So we get to live, at least if not getting to live, we at least get to speak what's our real identity. Yes, Sanatana Dharma Das. So there cannot be any greater title offered to any person than this title of being Das or Dasi, the servant of Krishna. Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishnera Nitya Das. This is the ultimate. So where did we go? We have a long way to go. Currently, I'm still thinking I'm this body. So I have a long way to go. Right? And when that impure mind becomes the pure mind, then the mind will identify with the spiritual name and our spiritual services, with the spiritual master, with the devotees, ISKCON, etc. The pure mind knows that he is not the material body. Therefore, the mind is considered to be the root cause of all material designations. Correct. Correct. This is perfectly correct. Because mind is ultimately the place where all designations exist. Can we have a quick typing? We just type, what are the different designations a person can have associated with oneself? What are the designations we have created about ourselves? Okay, I'll start. Man. Okay, our name, mother, father, manager, wow, Indian, Pakistani, American, spouse, brother, sister, our occupation as an employee, son, daughter, very correct. Manager is done. I want something new. Authority. Yeah. Bengali. President. Yes. I'm a president. Boyfriend. My God. No, please. We are in Bhakti Sangha Japa. I'm a perfect person. Okay. Human. Gaudiya. Shudra. Okay. Based on Varna and Ashram. Okay. Grihastha, Brahmachari. They're all material designations. There is leader. I'm a leader of the community. So I had just gone to a program, and there one of the MC, the master of ceremony, said, here we have the president of Kharadi. I said, I need to clarify this. It was too much for my ego. So I went there and I said, please, I just wish to clarify, I'm a resident of Kharadi, not the president. I'm only resident. Please remove that P. Yes, that P is to be removed. I am only a resident. And the P is for a post as a servant. So as long as until I remain a servant, that P will be there before the resident. As soon as I lose my service attitude, that P will be removed and I'll only remain a resident. Somebody else will become president. Very important for us to understand that. President or resident. No, we are a resident with a post as long as until we have a service attitude. All right. Rich, poor, master, servant. All these designations are generated from the mind. All right. So what is the proper designation to be cultivated? Just now we discussed. Yes, Krishna Das. This is the proper designation we all have to cultivate. I mean, how do we cultivate this? This can be cultivated only in the association of devotees. Yes. Can I ask you this question? How to become a drunkard? Yeah, the guy who drinks. How to become a drunkard?
To be with drunkards.
Association with drunkards.
Oh, very nice. You go to be in the association of drunkards. You become a drunkard. Similarly, if we are in the association of devotees, we will eventually become a devotee. We will understand definitely that we will become Krishna Das. But it's not just enough to be in association. When Prabhupada used to be there, everybody wanted to come close and sit to Prabhupada. People wanted to touch La Prabhupada. Of course, thank God there were no selfie cameras out there. Otherwise, people would be busy taking selfies with Prabhupada. They couldn't have done that. So Prabhupada understood the mentality of his students. And he said, who is the closest person to me? This fly, this particular mosquito. Mosquito is the closest person to me, but what is he doing? He's simply causing disturbance. So just by being close to Guru physically will not give you the realization of becoming Krishna Das. It is very, very, very important that we hear from great souls. When we hear from great souls, hear in the association of Vaishnavas, serve in the association of Vaishnavas, only then we'll realize we are Krishna Das. Not just by being in association. Oh, in association, we all together went to watch a movie. In association. In association, we went to the restaurant to eat some food. In association, we went on a drive to the beach. That is not association. Association is where you get to hear the truth. Truth from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrit, Nectar of Devotion, the four prominent books that Srila Prabhupada told us to repeat and revisit again and again. So when we hear in association, that is when there will be transformation. Otherwise, just by being in association, if you are physically in association, yes, there may be physical transformations. Yes, Kanti Mala will come, Tilak will be there, Dhoti Kurta or Sari will be there. Yes, so physical transformations will happen. But when will the actual transformation happen, the real transformation of heart? When we hear in association, right? Until the living entity is aloof from the association and contaminations of this material world, the mind will be absorbed in such material things such as birth, death, disease, illusion, attachment, greed, and enmity. Yeah. So how do we become aloof from the association and contaminations of this material world? How many of us used to associate with materialists? We all used to love associating with materialists, love doing sense gratification. Yes, but can anybody like to share? How did we lose taste for materialistic association? How's that? How did that happen? How did we all lose taste for materialistic association? Anyone would like to share?
Devotees association, Prabhuji.
That's a one-word answer. I want a little more description, Mataji. Some more.
Going out with devotees for book distribution, doing services with them, and going for classes, learning new things.
Okay. So you started doing activities with devotees. Okay. You started doing activities of book distribution.
We don't have materialistic friends. They are all gone. Because disappeared, you know. They don't like to be in the programs. We invite them for the program and they don't come. And that's how they got disappeared.
You started inviting all materialistic friends to hear and chant. Yes. And those who came, they became devotees. Those who didn't come, they remained materialists. And they have disappeared from your lives. They are there. They're there, but they've disappeared from your life. Okay.
Prabhu, I of course, you know, you get enjoyment when what you were doing when Krishna was not there. But then enjoyment was not enough, you know. It vanishes right away. You know, you want more, you want more, you want more. But when you come to Krishna consciousness and you chant in the morning even, you feel that soul is relaxing. And that that enjoyment is way better than what we enjoyed before. So this is how I disconnected. What I get from Srimad Bhagavatam, what I get from association like even right now, is way better than what I was getting before. So this is how I disconnected.
Perfect. So you observed in association of devotees that material pleasures give you saturation completely and never satisfaction. On the other hand, the spiritual pleasures which you got in association of Vaishnavas never made you saturated, but you're always satisfied. Right? That was your experience. Very nice. I was listening to something like this. I was wanting to hear something like this. Okay. Amazing. There are beautiful answers in the chat also. Yeah, we get bored with material things. Puna puna charvata charvinanam, chewing the chewed. Right. Okay. Nice. Good ones. So that way you have finished. Finished off materialistic association. We don't want to be with materialists. We want to be with devotees only. Very good. And in this world, we have to deal with materialists. So what is the principle we have to take care? We have to take care that we deal with materialists on account of duty. Yes, we just speak the number of words, whatever we need to get our job done and then move on. And our heart should be hankering, when will I get to be with Bhakti Sangha Japa again? I would like to come here and be with devotees here, serve here. This is where I want to be. Heart should be longing for that. And after all, if you see the materialists, you deal with duty, and with bhaktas, you deal with preeti. Preeti is with love. Preeti lakshanam, we say, right? So I was waiting for this particular thing. You want to develop sense of belonging in Vaishnava circles, we have to do the 6 items of preeti lakshanam, which Srila Rupa Goswami mentions in the Upadeshamrita verse number 4. Dadati pratigrannati guhyamakhyati prichyati bhunte bhojayate chaiva shadvidam preeti lakshanam. So when you do these 6 items, we develop a powerful sense of belonging to Vaishnavas. Yes, powerful sense of belonging. I often quote this particular story of His Holiness Indradhanush Maharaj, who was on a Harinam, Nagar Harinam, and he was passing by a church. And usually the people of other community, when they see Vaishnavas, they see Harinam on the streets, they say, "You're all people of Satan. You're all incarnations of Satan." That's what they say. Satanic people. But this time, the abbot of the church, he was sitting, he was standing. In fact, he came out of the balcony of the church and he was tapping feet to the kirtan. He was nodding his head, he was clapping his hands, and he was tapping his feet to the kirtan that was going on. And one of the devotees notified Maharaj, "Maharaj, can you see? This is what is happening." Maharaj said, "I would take a copy of Bhagavad Gita and personally go to this abbot and gift him the copy of Gita." So Maharaj went and showed him the Bhagavad Gita. He said, "This is Bhagavad Gita, please have it." So this personality said, "I already have read Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita." I said, "How come?" He said, I was in one of these contemples." "Prabhu, what happened?" He said, "I never developed the sense of belonging there. I didn't develop the sense of belonging. That's why I opted to move out." So it's very important that each and every one of us develop a sense of belonging. And that particular sense of belonging comes when we do some service with Vaishnavas. We identify with the service. We identify with a group in a Vaishnava Sangha. Yes, ISKCON is a huge family, but even in huge family, there can be smaller groups for the purpose of very closely monitoring our sadhana, our seva, accountability, and peer association for that purpose. We are a big family. But we should also have many small families within a big family. And we identify with at least one of the families. Then there's a hope. Otherwise, mind will be absorbed in all materialistic things. Yeah. It's very important to develop this sense of belonging to Vaishnavas. And we are actually here because we have developed a sense of belonging to a Vaishnava, some devotee. That is why we are here. We cannot relate to Krishna. It's not so easy. We cannot relate to even an organization in the neophyte sense. For us, ISKCON means Prabhupada. And so Prabhupada said, "ISKCON is my body." So for us, ISKCON is Prabhupada. But initially, we developed an attachment to some devotees. First, the devotees enter our heart. Then Guru enters the heart. Then Krishna enters the heart. That's how it happens. It's very important. People People come for devotees, not for any project or something. They come for people. So that is very important. That a Vaishnava enters the heart. And the very fortunate Americans of the 1960s and 70s, Srila Prabhupada entered their hearts. Yes. As soon as Prabhupada entered their hearts, what happened? Those guys who were accustomed to drinking liquor stopped even taking tea and coffee. Those who were eating cow flesh, beef, they stopped taking onion and garlic. The men were wearing dhoti kurta tilak, women with saris and tilak, and doing harinam on the streets. And those days, Prabhupada disciples said that they used to go out for 8 hours of harinam and book distribution. 8 hours. My God. And today, if we are asked to go 8 hours, that's not very practical. You know, there's so many other programs and this thing, that thing. They never questioned the thing. They were blissfully situated going out 8 hours and distributing books and doing harinam. They have, why they could do all these things? It's practically impossible. Every single day. Some of them did it for 15 years, 20 years. There are people, there are Vaishnavas even doing it today. What is the driving force? The driving force is to please Srila Prabhupada. For the transcendental pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. For the transcendental pleasure of Sri Guru and Gauranga. That is the only reason we can do it. This will happen when the Vaishnavas have entered into your heart. What happened to Narada boy? How he made such rapid advancement? Because the four Bhakti Vedantas entered into his heart. They entered his heart. And when they entered his heart, he was willing to do anything for them. And he served them as the servant. And you see what Narada boy became, Narada Muni. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Raj Prabhu, for quoting the name of His Grace Rohita Prabhu. This is His Grace Vijay Prabhu. I got to personally meet, serve and be with him. He's also the top book distributor in the whole world. His Grace Vijay Prabhu. You must be knowing him also. There are many Vaishnavas like His Grace Navid Neerad Prabhu. So many others. Spiritual warriors. He's known as Bhakti Tirth Maharaj. Many, many. Not just one. Many moons. Prabhupada created many moons. Actually, the one moon is better than 1,000 stars. That's what Prabhupada used to say. Eko chandra tamo hanti nachatara sahasrasha. Because on a night, it is the moon that dissipates the darkness. Not the stars. Even thousands of stars cannot let out that much of light. As much as one moon. That's why Prabhupada said one moon is better than 1,000 stars. But Prabhupada created many moons. So such kind of material designations and material conditionings, what happens? In this way, the living entity is conditioned and he suffers material miseries. So identifying with the mind has only created miseries. I will show you one shloka. I will tell you two ones. I wanted to show you two references. This one. Yeah. Yan maitunadi grahamedi sukham hituccham kandu nayena kayor iva dukkha dukkham pripyanti neha kapana bahu dukkha bhaja kandu timan manasijam vishaheta dhirah. So this last line is very important. Manasijam. A person, manasijam means, jam means that which is born from the mind. The material identification conditionings which are born from the mind. A person who can resist them. Such a person becomes a dhira. A sober person. A very strong person. Yes. So this is a secret. Of becoming a very strong person. Man to superman. Women to superwoman. How is that possible? By resisting the temptations of the mind, all those temptations, allurements, conditionings that are raised from the mind, one has to refuse that. Resist that. Such a person becomes a dhira purusha or dhira stri, whatever. Yeah, kanduti van manasijam vishahetu dhira. One has to tolerate. That's why Krishna says, matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkada agama apayino anitya stamstitikshasva bharata. So it is very important that one has to tolerate these situations. So there will be conditionings from the mind which will keep coming time and again. But Krishna, for whom we can tolerate? We can only tolerate for Krishna. So all these hippies, It's not that they never lost the taste. They always used to feel, come on, I should let me go and try out some meat. It's been a long time. But then what they used to think? They said, oh, Swamiji will not be happy with us. Swamiji will be very displeased. So they used to go and that's it. They give it up. No, we will not. They used to feel like smoking another cigarette. They were used to that. But no, Swamiji will not be happy. Srila Prabhupada will not be happy. So I will not do it. Once what had happened, Srila Prabhupada, in one of the centers, some devotees had gone to the opposite. There was a joint, eatery joint in the opposite place to ISKCON. And somehow devotees felt the prasadam was too austere. So some of them went there to eat something. And Srila Prabhupada arrived that time. So they all hid beneath the benches and the tables. They didn't want Srila Prabhupada to see that they're there. So Prabhupada saw that. And Prabhupada felt, well, see, Prabhupada did not see, come on, rascals. I told them so many things. You don't eat prasadam. You're eating only sin. I told them so many things and these guys are not obeying. They're foolish disciples, rascal disciples. No, he didn't do it. He saw, see how much they know that I'll be pained to see them over there. But they're not taking prasad, they're taking something else. That's why they're hiding. So they want to please me, but yet they're struggling to give up the lower urges. Prabhupada was seeing like that. But then that incident encouraged the devotees so much so that they never again went back to the retreat. Then they only ate prasad lifelong. They never ate anything else. It's so tolerate for whose pleasure? For the pleasure of Guru and that Vaishnava was entered to the heart. For that devotee's pleasure, we tolerate. That's one thing. And the last line, which was there, on the purport. Yeah. In this way, the living entity is conditioned and he suffers material miseries. So for this, I would like to quote a bhajan from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This bhajan is called Ekona Bhajina Prabhu. This is a very, very beautiful bhajan. I just quote a few verses. Yeah. This should be the conclusion. So here I'll just quote that. Yeah. Here he's giving his realization. Of course, this is not Bhaktivinoda Thakur's realization, this is Jivatma's realization. Bada dukkha paiyachi swatantra jivana dukkha dure gelo padavarane. So he's saying that bada dukkha paiyachi, I've suffered great deal of misery. Swatantra jivana, by being independent, I've been independent in this world, I've suffered so much of misery. But dukkha dure gelo o padavarane, but I've accepted your lotus feet and all these dukkha or miseries are completely gone far, far away. So I'd like to quote a particular story. I quote this many times. I quoted in one of the videos also, which I recently published on YouTube. I'd like to quote it because it's very relevant in this particular forum. There's a conversation between a stray dog and a dog who has a master, a pet dog. So the stray dog comes up to the pet dog and tells this pet dog that, come on, what kind of life are you living? You cannot move anywhere without the master. You have to stay in a particular place. You are contained within a particular place. You are the person who has to eat whatever the master gives. You have to do whatever the master says. And you're living such a miserable life. You're very contained. See, look at on the other end, look at me. I have freedom. I move around wherever I wish to. I can go wherever I want to. I can hang around wherever I want to. I can sleep whenever I want to. I can do everything as per my will. So I'm free. I'm independent. Look at you. You're bound. You've given your dependence to somebody else. You're not independent. So the pet dog, he laughs it off and he says that, my dear stray dog, you're right that I've given my dependence to my master. But look, what kind of food I get to eat? Yes, I have my special bowl. Yeah, my special bowl in which I get to eat such palatable dishes, which are cooked hot, fresh. What do you eat? You put your mouth into the garbage. And even if you get something tangible, there's going to be a huge fight amongst the entire pack of dogs so as to who's going to get the remnants. That's your life. Look at me. I get to sleep in my own house. That's a canal. I sleep in my own house. Where do you sleep? You don't get to sleep at all. Wherever you sleep, you're kicked away and you're driven away from that place with sticks and stones. You're sent away. Get out. Nobody wants you, stray dog. But people love me. I am taken in a very wonderful, I am taken on the lap of the master. Sometimes I get to sleep on the bed of the master. And whenever I travel, sometimes I get to sit in the car also and travel alongside the master. On the other hand, you poor fellow, you have to keep wandering from here to there, searching for some shelter, some food. I personally have a leash around my neck. And the leash is there. This is an indication that I have a master, the leash. On the other hand, you don't have anything of this sort. The dog catchers take you in the van and put you in the jungles to be eaten by wild animals. That's your life. So we can choose whether we want to be Krishna Das or you want to be Maya Das. So the independent life is something that gives a lot of misery to the living entity. On the other hand, one has this particular sense of belonging to Krishna and to Vaishnavas. Having the leash, then we are like the pet dog. Yes, we are like the pet dog who has a master, who has shelter. And in Sanskrit, a person not having a master is called anatha. Anath. Anath means orphan. On the other hand, a person having a master is called sanath. Sanath means one who has parents. Yes, we have parents, Radha Krishna. We are sheltered. Yes. Hare Krishna. So it's our choice whether to engage our mind in cultivating spiritual belonging, spiritual sense of belonging, or to let the mind cultivate material sense of belonging. So that's the whole sum and substance of this class. Cultivate the spiritual sense of belonging in one word. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Om Tat Sat. Any questions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Such a beautiful class. You know, very interactive. I loved how you, jump from one thing to another thing, to another words, from other quotation and a bhajan, and connected all of this to this beautiful class. It's amazing how you do it. It's beautiful to listen to you. Dear devotees, if anybody has any questions, please go ahead.
Thank you, Raj Prabhu, for your encouraging words.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you always.
Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, please go ahead. Oh. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Raj Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Sanatan Dharma. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Such a beautiful class, as Prabhuji just said, you always give such wonderful and inspiring classes. And I really appreciate all of the points that you made. It's so important for us to remember how glorious devotee association is. It is just our life and our soul. It's beautiful. So thank you for that. And I just had one question. What was the verse from Bhagavatam, third canto, with the five ignorances? What was that verse again?
I'll give you that. The five types of nisciences. Forgetfulness of one's real identity, see? Illusory concept of the body. Yeah, these two are enough. Other all things automatically generate. Mm-hmm. So this purport is also very amazing. This is our, this because of this, a person's conditioned mind has this identity with the body and forgetfulness of the real identity of the soul. This is 3.12.2, okay?
Thank you so very much. Thank you again, Prabhuji. I'm so grateful for your association. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Any other question?
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Dhanavad Pranam Prabhu. Thank you.
Ah, Dhanavad. This is Suresh Sham Prabhu. Yes.
Prabhu, can you go to the verse Prabhu once?
I have a which, small okay. question. 5:11:16?
Yeah, yes. Prabhu. I have a small okay. question.
Yes, yes, please.
You see, Prabhu, in the word to word translation, can go up little, Prabhu. Yeah. If you see here, word to word translation, right, Prabhu, Shoka, lamentation.
Yes.
If you see in Roman transliteration, Prabhu, the word, the way it represents is different, Prabhu. Shoka, C-H-O-K, like that. Can you go up little, Prabhu? In Roman transliteration, yeah, here if you see Yach Shoka, third line, Prabhu.
Okay, Yach. This one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that but, happens like that. Because of this. Actually, it is Yat and Shoka.
Mm-hmm.
So, whenever there is a Sandhi between Yat, there's a Sanskrit grammar that details for that. I will show you. This is actually Yat, but not Yach.
Yeah, yeah.
But whenever ta and sha meets, it becomes cha.
Come again, Prabhu. Sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, it's actually yat.
Yeah.
And shoka.
Yeah, because
okay, when ta and cha comes, it becomes cha. Yach shoka.
Okay.
I'll show you one more.
When we read the Roman transliteration, it becomes difficult, Prabhu, to read.
No, it's yat shoka, but it's yat shoka when it's separate. But when they come together, I'll show you this one also. Another example, actually. Easier verse. Now, this is yat shreya.
Yeah.
But actually, it is yat shreya. You see?
Yeah.
Sure. So, whenever that happens, that's how it happens.
Okay.
This is Sanskrit rules and regulations.
Okay. Okay.
Many are there like that. Yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat jivosi. Now it is yat here, it is yad here. Why is it like that? Why is yaj here? Jihoshi. So that's how it. The Sanskrit.
Okay.
It's put in English. Actually, Sanskrit should be read in Sanskrit only. But somehow even I'm used to reading Sanskrit in English.
No, but
so then there are some rules which govern that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because the Roman transliteration and the word-to-word meaning are same, right, Prabhu?
No, for Sanskrit it varies. Although it is yat everywhere, if you take word-to-word, it's yat.
Okay.
But when it is written here, it is yad. When it comes, there's a swara, the komal swara, then it is da. And it is, there are also yat takes the form of ja, juhoshi, it becomes yaj. The same word.
Okay.
On the other hand, it is tap. So these are Sanskrit rules. So,
okay. Yeah, thank you. Prabhu, one more thing, one clarification.
Yeah.
The mind is material, right, Prabhu?
Mm. Yes.
But we are trying to use in Krishna's service, though it yes. becomes spiritualized.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhu.
Yeah. Anything connected to Krishna no longer remains material. It becomes spiritual.
The mind also, how we use it, like the knife example you gave, right?
So correct.
We use
very
it.
True.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay.
I think Bhumi Mataji has a question.
Yes, Bhumi.
Go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, yes, Bhumi, tell me.
Prabhuji, my question was, जैसे कि हम लोग रात को सोते हैं भ्रम होता है ना हम लोग रात को सोते हैं तो हमें ऐसे भ्रम होता है जैसे कि हमारे पास कोई है सो रहा है तो भूत जैसा ऐसे लगता है तो क्या है ना एक बार मुझे है ना ऐसे पैर मतलब पायलों की आवाज आई ऐसे बोले और जैसे कि कटोरी गिर जाती वैसे आवाज आती
ओके हर नेम इज नॉट भूमि हर नेम इज भावना करेक्ट And she's asking a question that when I go to sleep, I hear sounds of anklets and I feel that there's somebody near my bed. What should I do? So, aapko tab kya karna hai? What you should do? You should chant Narasimha Aarti. Didi will teach you what is Narasimha Aarti. So, learn Narasimha Aarti. Okay? Or usko every day without fail, before you sleep, you chant Narasimha Aarti. And even if you feel something like that, chant Narasimha Aarti. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Shubham Prabhu, yes.
प्रभु जी विश दैट यद शोका व्हाट शुड वी हैव टू प्रोनाउंस यद श्रेय या योर
यद शोका यू हैव टू प्रोनाउंस इट लाइक दैट ओनली यद श्रेय यद एक्चुअली इफ यू सी इंडिविजुअल वर्ड्स इट इज यद एंड श्रेय but because it is like that the sanskrit is like that it's yat shreya you pronounce yachreya. Like that only you pronounce as per the way it is given similarly yat choka it is not yat and shok it is yat choka that's how you do
sometimes when we use 2.7 bhagavad gita shok sometimes
yat shreya sam nishchitam brohidam
yes
yam system yat shreya only yat shreya we don't say Come on, don't worry. What happened? There was one a very South Indian Brahmana sitting there in the class of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was having so many disciples. And they were all reciting the shlokas. Right? And South Indian said, look at them. Their pronunciation is not correct. Prabhupada said, but the renunciation is perfect. Hare Krishna. So that is, renunciation is more important than pronunciation. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Any more questions or realization, devotees? Please go ahead.
There's some questions probably in the chat, Prabhu. If you can take them.
Everybody just loves your class, Prabhu. Everybody's appreciating.
No, no, not the appreciation, the questions.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat.
Prabhuji, whenever I'm reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
You're muted yourself, Prabhu.
Okay, by mistake I have muted. There was a disturbance from one phone.
Okay, yes. Sugri Prabhu, go ahead.
Prabhuji, whenever I'm reading Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, it means I was reading Bhagavad Gita before also. Now I'm entering Bhagavad Srimad Bhagavatam. But what taste I'm not getting the same taste in Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita. Again, I'm read the Bhagavad Gita. Whenever it's required to explain something to somebody. So like, you know, when I read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, both like, but Radhesham Prabhu's I heard lecture also so many times. But Bhagavatam class, I get a very nice taste of whenever I read, whenever I hear. And from your class also, Bhagavatam class, I'm very tasty, I'm hearing. So, but when I read Bhagavad Gita, I don't get the same taste as that same. Should what? How can I realize that?
So I will suggest you first hear lectures. You can hear lectures of Bhagavad Gita. And when you hear, then you read. That is the actual process to read Gita and Bhagavatam. There's no difference between Gita and Bhagavatam actually. Gita is condensed version of Bhagavatam. The principles of Bhagavatam are very condensed way explained in Gita. So same principle. Tat shrunvan supatan vicharana paro bhaktya vimuchyen naraha. You hear the scripture, right? From a devotee who is presented the Gita in a very tasty manner, in a very attractive way. So the presentation is very attractive. We hear that. Then when you read, you will also develop taste. Definitely. Yeah. So you hear first and then you read. You'll develop great taste.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Pranam,
Pranam. Yes, ma'am.
So much. Your class is so nice as usual, you know. And the same thing that Prabhuji said, I also hear Radhesham Prabhu's classes and they are so amazing. I kind of addicted to his classes, you know. I always hear when the new class comes, I always hear his class. And yeah, you are like, you know, his photocopy. Kind of.
My Lord. Nowhere. I'm dust.
That shows you are a student of Radhesham Prabhu, because whatever points he gives, you also give the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
The worst student. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Rajpru, should we end here?
Prabhu, maybe there is one question here right now.
Okay, one last Mataji. Question we'll take. We'll take
Sneha Mataji has asked a question in the chat.
Okay, could you read that for me, Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhuji. Neha Mataji asking, we should give more and more Krishna Prasad
and Charanamrit to departed soul. But why we put Lord's garland onto the dead body? What is that used to the body? It should be given to the soul now before death. Not before death. It should get to the soul. So is there any benefit to the soul when we put some flowers or garlands offered to the Krishna on the dead body? Please clarify.
Yes, because soul, as per Garuda Purana, is attached to the body for about a period of 13 days. There's a period of attachment. And the soul keeps wandering in the same, attached to the kshetra, attached to the people. That attachment remains. So immediately the soul does not depart. The soul is around. Right? So when you put that, you put the tulasi in the mouth, the Ganges, Gangajal in the mouth, it does benefit because of the attachment, the connection that the soul has to the body. That's why it is considered a good practice to do that. But ultimately, when the soul was living, the soul should get an opportunity to do bhakti. That is more important. You are right.
Very nice. Thank you.
While living, it has more benefit. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu. Again, such a beautiful class. Like everybody loved it. Like always, you know, we look forward for your association again in the future, Prabhu. As soon as you can, you just you know, give us that light of ISKCON again and take us out from that darkness where we are in the material things, and you just pull us out. Thank you so much. So many beautiful verses. So many quotes. So many today you even sang a bhajan. So such a nice class, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Let us pray our obeisances to Prabhuji, all the devotees, please. Vancha kalptaru vishcha kripa sindhu bhaye vacha patita naam bhavane vaishnave namo namah grantha shrimad bhagavatam ki
jai
shrila prabhupada ji ki
jai
disgrace sanatan dharma prabhuji ki
bhakti sangha japa bhaktavind ki jai
hare krishna
thank you dhanwad
thank you so much prabhu
thank you so much
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, everyone.
Hare Krishna.